Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 28th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Underrepresented patient populations in cardiovascular device trials. A transatlantic expert narrative on sex, age, demographic groups, and geographical background. This article highlights the critical need to improve the representation of historically underrepresented patient groups, specifically defined by sex, age, demographic, and geographic diversity in cardiovascular device trials to ensure external validity of clinical research. Addressing disparities in enrollment is essential, especially in countries with pronounced inequities, to promote equitable access to and benefit from cardiovascular technologies. Raising awareness is paramount to closing the gaps in future trials. Article number 2. Poor cardiovascular outcomes of underweight abdominal obesity in the entire population of newly diagnosed heart failure. This extensive study of nearly 1 million newly diagnosed heart failure patients in Korea over a decade revealed that underweight individuals with abdominal obesity exhibit poor cardiovascular outcomes. Body mass index alone may not be sufficient to assess cardiovascular risk in heart failure patients, highlighting the importance of considering waist circumference alongside BMI for a more comprehensive risk stratification. These findings suggest the need for tailored management strategies for heart failure patients with this specific phenotype. Article number 3. Impact of epicardial adipose tissue on myocardial function and structure in patients with severe aortic valve stenosis. This study investigates the impact of epicardial adipose tissue on myocardial remodeling and function in patients with severe aortic valve stenosis undergoing transcatheter aortic valve replacement. Elevated epicardial adipose tissue volume is associated with adverse myocardial remodeling and dysfunction, potentially influencing outcomes post-transcatheter aortic valve replacement. Understanding these pathophysiological mechanisms could lead to targeted therapies aimed at reducing epicardial adipose tissue and improving outcomes in these patients. Article number 4. Simultaneous vaccination against influenza and respiratory syncytial virus in high-risk heart failure patients. A prospective, randomized trial demonstrated that simultaneous vaccination against influenza and respiratory syncytial virus in high-risk heart failure patients improves outcomes during the subsequent infection season. This suggests a proactive approach to respiratory virus prevention through vaccination can significantly reduce morbidity in this vulnerable population. The findings support the implementation of combined vaccination strategies as the standard of care for high-risk heart failure patients. Article number 5. Bridging hypertension care shortfalls between provider capacity and patient needs. A pooled analysis of data from 199 countries and territories. This analysis of hypertension management across 199 countries highlights significant gaps between healthcare system capacity, specifically physician and non-physician provider density, and patient needs. The study reveals substantial shortfalls in hypertension care delivery, emphasizing the need for strategies to optimize healthcare workforce distribution and task sharing to improve hypertension control globally. Addressing these gaps is crucial for reducing the global burden of hypertension-related cardiovascular disease. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.